Test 4.
Вы сейчас будете выполнять тест по аудированию. Во время его выполнения перед каждым заданием дана пауза с тем, чтобы вы смогли просмотреть вопросы к заданию, а также паузы после первичного и повторного предъявления аудиотекста для внесения ответов. По окончании выполнения всего раздела «Аудирование» перенесите свои ответы в бланки ответов. Вы услышите 5 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего 1-5 и утверждениями, данными в списке AF. Используйте каждую букву, обозначающую утверждение, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker 1.
I've known my best friend Adam for about 5 years. I was down at the river near my town playing when I fell in. I couldn't swim and I thought I was going to drown. It was awful. I'll never forget it. Anyway, this boy saw me going under the water, jumped in immediately and pulled me out. It was Adam, and we've been friends since that day.
Speaker 2.
The thing about Alex is that he just always makes me laugh. He doesn't even have to say anything. I just have to look at one of his funny expressions and I'm in hysterics. He's really good at telling jokes, and he loves playing practical jokes on people too. So do I, to be honest.
Speaker 3.
Well, I suppose I'm best friends with Nick because we've got so much in common. I mean, we're both in the same football team. We're both Kylie Minogue fans. We watch the same kind of movies, that kind of thing. That's not to say, though, that we're exactly the same. We're not. I'm a lot stronger than Nick, but he's cleverer.
Speaker 4.
It may sound stupid, but I can honestly say that my brother is my best friend. He's older than me. We've got quite different personalities. I'm quite shy and he's really lively and sociable and like doing different kinds of things. But we talk to each other, you know, help each other when we've got problems, give advice, share secrets, that kind of thing. I know I can trust him and he knows he can trust me.
Speaker 5.
It's difficult for me at the moment, as I've just moved here. And my best friend now lives over 500 miles away. We talk on the phone quite often and send emails, but I really miss him. It's not the same when you don't see each other every day. I haven't really made any friends at my new school yet. I guess it takes time.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again. Speaker 1.
I've known my best friend Adam for about 5 years. I was down at the river near my town playing when I fell in. I couldn't swim and I thought I was going to drown. It was awful. I'll never forget it. Anyway, this boy saw me going under the water, jumped in immediately and pulled me out. It was Adam. And we've been friends since that day.
Speaker 2.
The thing about Alex is that he just always makes me laugh. He doesn't even have to say anything. I just have to look at one of his funny expressions and I'm in hysterics. He's really good at telling jokes, and he loves playing practical jokes on people too. So do I, to be honest.
Speaker 3.
Well, I suppose I'm best friends with Nick because we've got so much in common. I mean, we're both in the same football team. We're both Kylie Minogue fans. We watch the same kind of movies. That kind of thing. That's not to say, though, that we're exactly the same. We're not. I'm a lot stronger than Nick. But he's cleverer.
Speaker 4.
It may sound stupid, but I can honestly say that my brother is my best friend. He's older than me. We've got quite different personalities. I'm quite shy and he's really lively and sociable. And like doing different kinds of things. But we talk to each other. You know, help each other when we've got problems. Give advice, share secrets, that kind of thing. I know I can trust him, and he knows he can trust me.
Speaker 5.
It's difficult for me at the moment, as I've just moved here, and my best friend now lives over 500 miles away. We talk on the phone quite often, and send emails, but I really miss him. It's not the same when you don't see each other every day. I haven't really made any friends at my new school yet. I guess it takes time.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Вы услышите разговор между продавцом и покупателем. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений А1-А6 соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. Какие не соответствуют? 2. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Обведите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start.
Can I help you at all?
Yes, actually you can. You see, I bought these trousers for my husband a few weeks ago for his birthday, and they don't actually fit him. He's put on a bit of weight recently and...
I quite understand. You'd like to exchange them for a bigger pair.
Well, I was wondering, actually, if I could just have my money back.
I'm afraid we don't do that here. You can either have the same trousers in a bigger size, or anything else you want at the same price. You could even go for something more expensive, but you'd have to pay the difference.
Oh, well, in that case, I suppose I'll go for the same trousers, but with a 38 waist size. Have you got them in the 38?
There should be a pair here. Let's have a look. These are a 38.
Are they the same colour? They look darker.
No, I think they're the same. Oh, hold on. Maybe you're right. They're not quite the same, are they? These are a bit darker. Is that a problem?
They're not so nice, are they? I suppose I don't have to have that colour at all, though, do I?
Any colour you like. There's quite a range to choose from here.
Yes, maybe I should go for something different for a change. He'll wear whatever I give him, as long as it fits.
These light grey ones are very fashionable this year. What do you think about these?
Oh, they're nice, aren't they? Though I'm not sure grey suits Jim much. What about these green ones?
Green's good. Very fashionable.
I'm not sure Jim could ever actually look fashionable, but we'll give it a go. Okay, I'll take them, please.
Have you got the receipt?
Oh, do I need it? I'm not sure I've got it on me. That was silly. Oh, wait. I paid by credit card, and I've definitely got the credit card receipt in my purse. Will that do?
Yes, as long as it shows you bought them at one of our stores, it's fine.
Here it is, and yes, it shows I got them here. Look.
Perfect.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
Can I help you at all?
Yes, actually you can. You see, I bought these trousers for my husband a few weeks ago for his birthday, and they don't actually fit him. He's put on a bit of weight recently and...
I quite understand. You'd like to exchange them for a bigger pair.
Well, I was wondering, actually, if I could just have my money back.
I'm afraid we don't do that here. You can either have the same trousers in a bigger size or anything else you want at the same price. You could even go for something more expensive, but you'd have to pay the difference.
Oh, well, in that case, I suppose I'll go for the same trousers but with a 38 waist size. Have you got them in a 38?
There should be a pair here. Let's have a look. These are a 38.
Are they the same colour? They look darker.
No, I think they're the same. Oh, hold on. Maybe you're right. They're not quite the same, are they? These are a bit darker. Is that a problem?
They're not so nice, are they? I suppose I don't have to have that colour at all, though, do I?
Any colour you like. There's quite a range to choose from here.
Yes, maybe I should go for something different for a change. He'll wear whatever I give him, as long as it fits.
These light grey ones are very fashionable this year. What do you think about these?
Oh, they're nice, aren't they? Though I'm not sure grey suits Jim much. What about these green ones?
Green's good. Very fashionable.
I'm not sure Jim could ever actually look fashionable, but we'll give it a go. OK, I'll take them, please.
Have you got the receipt?
Oh, do I need it? I'm not sure I've got it on me. That was silly. Oh, wait. I paid by credit card, and I've definitely got the credit card receipt in my purse. Will that do?
Yes, as long as it shows you bought them at one of our stores, it's fine.
Here it is, and yes, it shows I got them here. Look.
Perfect.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Вы услышите интервью с психологом Блэр Тейлор. В заданиях А7-А13 обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start. With me today in the studio, I'm joined by Blair Taylor, who's a life coach. Blair, thanks for coming in to talk to us today.
My pleasure.
Now, I'm sure many of our listeners will be asking themselves, what exactly is a life coach? And I'm not sure I really understand what your job entails. So I wonder if you could start by telling us what exactly a life coach does.
Yes, absolutely. Think of it like this. When you're in a sports team, you have a coach, don't you? He or she encourages you, helps you with your problems, helps you set your goals, helps you work out a training schedule, etc., etc. A life coach does something similar, but with other aspects of your life.
What kind of aspects?
Well, it depends. It could be to do with your working life, your relationships, your finances, health, your education, anything really. Some life coaches specialise in one particular area, let's say money issues, for example, or careers, and others are happy to deal with any of them. I don't specialise, for instance.
So, if I understand correctly, a life coach is a kind of counsellor or psychiatrist or psychologist, is that right?
A counsellor, definitely. A psychiatrist and psychologist, no, not really. Life coaches don't usually have any medical training. They're just normal people who want to help other people.
So, who goes to a life coach then? Why would anyone pay a life coach each week?
Actually, more and more people are going to life coaches. It's becoming extremely popular, particularly with professional people. You know, people in the media, lawyers, doctors, teachers, those kinds of people. I think the point is that it often helps to talk through your problems with a stranger, but a stranger that you can trust, and someone who can make you ask yourself the right questions.
So, let's say I come to you for a session. What kind of things would we do?
Well, first of all, let me say that one session's not going to achieve very much. Seeing a life coach is a long-term thing. But in a typical session, I'd probably start by asking you which things in your life at the moment make you happy and which make you unhappy or anxious, and we'd take it from there. We'd work through any of the problems that you have and try to find practical solutions.
Have you had any successes?
Oh yes, a lot. One client, for example, was deeply unhappy with his job, but didn't know what to do about it. We worked through the issues together and he realised what he really wanted to do was become an actor. So he went to drama college and is now on TV quite regularly. Whenever I see him in a show, it reminds me that I can make a positive difference to people's lives.
And we'll be back with Blair Taylor after this short break. You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again. With me today in the studio, I'm joined by Blair Taylor, who's a life coach. Blair, thanks for coming in to talk to us today.
My pleasure.
Now, I'm sure many of our listeners will be asking themselves, what exactly is a life coach? And I'm not sure I really understand what your job entails. So I wonder if you could start by telling us what exactly a life coach does.
Yes, absolutely. Think of it like this. When you're in a sports team, you have a coach, don't you? He or she encourages you, helps you with your problems, helps you set your goals, helps you work out a training schedule, etc., etc. A life coach does something similar, but with other aspects of your life.
What kind of aspects?
Well, it depends. It could be to do with your working life, your relationships, your finances, health, your education, anything really. Some life coaches specialise in one particular area. Let's say money issues, for example, or careers, and others are happy to deal with any of them. I don't specialise, for instance.
So, if I understand correctly, a life coach is a kind of counsellor or psychiatrist or psychologist, is that right?
A counsellor, definitely. A psychiatrist and psychologist, no, not really. Life coaches don't usually have any medical training. They're just normal people who want to help other people.
So, who goes to a life coach then? Why would anyone pay a life coach each week?
Actually, more and more people are going to life coaches. It's becoming extremely popular, particularly with professional people. You know, people in the media, lawyers, doctors, teachers, those kinds of people. I think the point is that it often helps to talk through your problems with a stranger. But a stranger that you can trust and someone who can make you ask yourself the right questions.
So, let's say I come to you for a session. What kind of things would we do?
Well, first of all, let me say that one session's not going to achieve very much. Seeing a life coach is a long-term thing. But in a typical session, I'd probably start by asking you which things in your life at the moment make you happy and which make you unhappy or anxious. And we'd take it from there. We'd work through any of the problems that you have and try to find practical solutions.
Have you had any successes?
Oh yes, a lot. One client, for example, was deeply unhappy with his job, but didn't know what to do about it. We worked through the issues together and he realised what he really wanted to do was become an actor. So he went to drama college and is now on TV quite regularly. Whenever I see him in a show, it reminds me that I can make a positive difference to people's lives.
And we'll be back with Blair Taylor after this short break. This This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.